On today's Kids Corner, Lucille and Liz stumble into a disaster.
Whoa, Lucille, look at that!
Oh, dear! The house is on fire!
Okay, that's where the Woods family lives.
You kidding?
We gotta call the fire department.
Yeah. Oh, look, there's a car coming.
Okay, all right. Lucille, you ask them to call 911. Right, I'll check out the house.
Okay, oh, Liz, be careful!
I will! Fire! Fire! Everybody get out of the house!
Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
It's the night before Christmas. And Liz has organized a practice caroling trip with his friends. But with all the visions of presents under the tree, the true meaning of Christmas has become, well, a little lost. Let's see if Liz and his friends can find it.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king.
Right, carolers, that was amazing. You know, I think I saw tears glistening in that child's eyes.
I think that's more because he knocked his head against the door, Liz.
Well, whatever the case, good job, everybody. Just one more house and we'll call it a night. It's getting really chilly out here.
I can't believe it actually snowed this year.
Yeah.
It makes everything so Christmassy.
Yeah, and cold. My feet are freezing.
Lovin' Spike, you lead the way.
Liz, I'm proud of you for organizing this trip on the night before Christmas.
Huh, well, that's Christmas Eve, Lucille. Or Christmas Eve cubed.
Yeah, ice cubed is more like it. I am really cold.
Oh, come on, guys. We need to practice so we'll be ready to sing with the whole church on Christmas Eve. And because Spike needs the practice, Lucille, he makes Oh Holy Night sound more like Oh Holy Earplugs.
Oh, Liz, he's doing his best.
I know, but... Hey! I specifically said no snowballs. Who threw that?
Liz, calm down. It's just some kids having fun.
Oh.
Come on, this is a good house. I'll ring the doorbell.
Okay, is everybody ready?
Yes.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your dear.
Oh, that was wonderful, children.
Oh, nice recovery, guys.
Isn't Christmas just the best? Youngsters running around with rosy cheeks. Just look at you all. Oh, and Liz, is that you?
Hi, Mrs. Withers. Look, everybody, it's Mrs. Withers.
You two know each other?
Oh, I taught Liz's kindergarten class at church school.
Oh,
yeah, and first grade and second grade.
Mm. Oh, let me look at you. Come up here. Oh, you've gotten so big. I remember when you were learning to blow your little itty-bitty nose.
So many memories, Mrs. Withers. So many.
I remember when you used to sing The Wheels on the Bus. Well, actually, The Wheels on the Bus. Oh, let's take a little peeky-peeky at that cute little button nose of yours. See if you really learned how to use your handy-hanky.
Hey, Liz, it's those kids again. It's a snowball fight.
Mrs. Withers, it's been really great seeing you, huh? But for your own safety and security, I think you should get back inside. Because it's about to get really cold out here.
Oh, to have such energy again.
There was this army of kids throwing gigantor snowballs, Mom. They were so mean.
There was really only about 6 kids, and they were actually pretty little.
Hey.
Oh, well, you're safe and warm now, kids.
Chill!
Oh. Do you need your handy hanky?
How very funny, Lucille.
Handy hanky. Yeah. Hey, that's what Mrs. Withers used to call
it. Yeah, don't remind me, Mom.
Yeah, we saw Mrs. Withers on our caroling run.
Yeah. Oh, how nice. Oh, here you go, Lucille. Have some herbal tea.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Lacerda.
Oh, Liz?
Oh, are you kidding? It tastes like dirt.
Oh, no, you should try some, Liz. It's naturally sweet.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lucille. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to cut back on the sweets this Christmas.
Mom, come on. Christmas is all about sweets.
Oh.
Candy canes, Christmas cookies. Mm-hmm. Oh, and the dance of the sugar plum fairies. It's not the dance of the sugar-free fairies.
Oh, Lucille, I looked up some healthy recipes online. You can take some home if you'd like.
Okay.
Change the subject, Lucille. Save yourself. Mom, where's Dad?
Well, he's picking up some things from the post office.
Oh, yes. I'll bet it came in the mail.
Now, Liz, don't get ahead of yourself. Well, I mean, Christmas is still...
You have 51 hours, 21 minutes, and 42 seconds away. Oh, wait, 41. 40. Oh, man, I can't wait.
So what's coming in the mail?
Oh, the X-Monsters Robo 720 game system. Oh, Lucille, it is so cool.
Oh, now, and what makes you so confident you're getting that robo thingy?
Mom, I mean, honestly, you always forget to close the browser when you shop online. I saw those two beautiful words, order confirmed.
Oh, well, that online confirmation could have been fake.
Yeah, just to throw you off.
Yeah. Right. And if that's true, then what is Dad picking up at the post office?
Well, it could be anything.
I asked for a knitting kit.
What?
I always have wanted to learn to knit my own scarves and sweaters.
Boring.
And... Oh, Lucille, don't listen to him. I think a knitting kit is great.
Whatever.
Oh, well, isn't Christmas wonderful?
Yeah.
I mean, giving gifts and spending time with your family.
Yeah.
Remembering what God did for us by sending us Jesus. Oh, which reminds me, Liz. Yeah. Tonight I want you to go through some of your old toys.
Huh?
The church is collecting gifts for people in need during Christmas.
Wait.
Granny Gecko's in charge of it.
Oh, wait a second. Are you trying to say that there might be toys I don't use anymore?
Yes.
Mom, I love all my toys.
Well,
each one has a special place in my heart.
Oh, well, there have to be some things you can part with, Liz.
Wow.
Oh, like those X-Monsters games 1 and 2.
What? Mom, I have a strong emotional bond to that gaming system. It's like my best friend.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, sorry.
Well, Liz, think of all those children out there with no Christmas presents. Maybe an old stuffed animal or two. Or those wooden blocks.
Mom, I already give a lot. I give my time to things like caroling. And besides, Christmas is a time of joy and wonder, not of giving up stuff you really like.
Well, I understand how you feel, Liz.
Oh, good.
Just let me know if there's anything you'd like to donate.
Right.
You know, I haven't gone through my closet in a while.
Oh.
Maybe I could bring some stuff.
Oh, well, thank you.
And my dad has a TV set that he can maybe
TV! TV! Mom, can we watch Bingo the Blue-Nosed Chameleon? It's on right now!
Oh, well, I suppose so.
Oh,
I love watching that show every year.
Yeah.
It's always so sad how Bingo doesn't fit in.
With a name like Bingo, who'd want him as a friend?
You know, it's kind of scary, though, when he meets the abominable snow salamander.
Oh, shh. Here it comes, here it comes.
Bingo, the Blue-Nosed Chameleon, will begin after a word from our sponsors.
It's right before Christmas, and all through your house. Not a creature is stirring, not even your mouse. The stockings are hung by the chimney with care. When all of a sudden, X-Monsters are there.
The X-Monsters Robo 720 game system available now. System includes wireless controls, built-in brand new games, and an easy cook oven. Continuous play without stopping for meals.
Oh, awesome!
Oh, what will they think of next?
The next day, Liz's mom recruited him to work at the church, collecting clothes and other goodies for those in need.
Step right up and give me your donations! Give your toys! And remember, only 2 days till Christmas!
Hey, Liz.
Hey, Lucille. Are you here to donate?
Yeah, I found some of my little squirrely dolls.
Oh, cool.
I outgrew squirrels a long time ago.
Wow, you've got the treehouse and the nest and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Liz. Lucille, I'm so glad you're here. Now, have you brought some of your old toys?
I have. Hmm?
Well, actually, I feel like giving my time is pretty good.
Oh, here we go again.
I mean, as long as I give something, right?
There he is. Yeah.
Hey, it's those kids!
Now, children, you can't have snow in here.
Hold up, it's Granny. Let's get out of here.
Oh, phew. Thanks, Granny. You know those guys?
Well, yes. They just moved in down the street from me. The Woods family. The oldest one is about your age, I'd say, Liz. His name is Jimmy.
They sure run fast. Oh, speaking of fast, Lucille, yes? Since the snow's still here, you want to go sledding later?
Oh, yeah. It's a perfect day for it, too.
Mom, can we?
Oh, well, sure, Liz, as soon as you're done here.
Why don't you go to the sledding hill right by my house, and you could stop by for hot cocoa afterwards.
Hot cocoa? With sugar?
Yes.
I can't wait. Come on, folks. It's the season for giving, so come on, step up and give.
Well, it certainly looks like you have this under control. I'll see you later.
Okay, bye, Granny.
Oh, whoops.
I mean, bye, Granny.
Look at the snow!
Oh.
Oh, man, it's like powder!
Oh, yeah, it's calling my name! It's saying, Liz, I am awaiting you and your sled. I will make you go fast as lightning! Oh, hey, there's Spike!
Yeah.
Hey, Spike!
Spike!
Come on, come here!
Hey, I thought that was you guys.
Yeah.
Man, it's been a perfect day. You can go so fast.
Hey, hey, how about we hook our sleds together and we can all go down at the same time?
I don't know.
Come on.
Are you sure that's safe?
Spike?
Oh, yeah. Come on. It's a great idea.
Come on. I'll race to the top.
All right, let's go.
Oh, man.
Hey, Liz.
Wow.
Are you still hoping for that new X-Monsters game?
Oh, there's no hoping, Spike. I'm getting it. I know I am.
Is it just me or is this hill getting steeper?
I hope I don't face plan into the snow. I hate getting snow up my nose.
Oh, don't worry, Lucille. Just grab hands and let's go.
Okay.
Okay, you guys ready?
I guess so.
All right. One, two, three, go!
Oh, no, look out for that bomb!
Oh, no.
Wait, I'm losing my grip, guys!
Oh, hang on, Liz, hang on!
Don't let go!
Liz, you okay?
No, I face planted.
Here, we'll help you out.
Come.
Yeah. Are you sure you're okay?
Oh, yeah. Just a little snow on my nose.
Oh, no. There's my mom.
Oh, man.
See you guys later.
Okay. Oh, bye, Spike.
Bye-bye. Man, that was fun.
Yeah. You want to go again?
Yep, let's go.
After a few more runs down the sledding hill, Liz and Lucille were ready to head to Granny's.
So you're ready for some cocoa?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to taste that sweet hot chocolate.
There's no time like Christmas.
Yeah.
The snow.
Oh, I'm cold.
The decorations. The smell.
Yeah.
Hey, wait.
What?
That smoke smells a little stronger than usual. Do you smell that?
Nah, it's probably just somebody putting another log on the fire.
Hmm.
You know, wait a second. That does smell awfully strong.
Yeah.
Whoa, Lucille, look at that!
Oh, dear. The house is on fire.
Okay, that's where the Woods family lives.
You kidding?
We gotta call the fire department.
Yeah. Oh, look, there's a car coming.
Okay, all right. Lucille, you ask them to call 911.
All right,
I'll check out the house.
Okay. Oh, Liz, be careful.
I will. Fire! Fire! Everybody get out of the house!
Brothers and sisters are with me in the bathroom! Help!
Bring up the ladder!
Oh, Lucille, we've got to pray!
Oh, okay, you're right. Come on.
Dear God, please help the firefighters get the kids out of the fire. Oh, please keep them safe, Lord.
Amen. Oh, look, Liz.
What?
They got him. Look.
Wait. Oh, Lucille, I don't see Jimmy.
Sir,
there's one kid missing.
Are you sure?
Yeah, there's another kid. He's still in there.
It's time to start thinking about the traditions we teach our children during the holidays. What fun things do you do as a family each Christmas? In what ways do you retell the Christmas story to your family every year? As you anticipate and plan for Advent and Christmas, why not start some new traditions and check out the Kids Corner's Christmas collection with all our free Advent, Christmas, and New Year resources. We've got crafts, devotions, activities, and audio drama podcasts that will entertain your family and help tell the important story of the first Christmas. On Christmas Day, you can read the KC Special Christmas Devotional together. So check out the Kids Corner's Christmas collection at kidscorner.net. It's all free, and it's for you. May God bless you during this special season.
Oh, Liz!
Oh, man. Oh, wait, Lucille, here he comes, Oh, he's got Jimmy!
All right.
Oh, I hope he's okay.
We got you out just in time.
Thanks.
And then the firemen took Jimmy to the hospital, but they say he's gonna be all right.
Oh, I'm so glad everyone's okay.
Yeah, but Mom, it looks like their house is completely gone.
It's so sad. It's right before Christmas.
I'll bet they've lost everything.
Oh, my.
I can't imagine it.
Well, and they've only just moved in. One of the boys is your age.
I know.
Mom, may I be excused?
Oh, sure, Liz. Is everything okay?
Yeah. I just have some thinking to do.
Liz, can I come in?
Yeah, Mom. Come on in. It's open.
It's about time to come downstairs and wrap presents for the charity drive.
Yeah, I just... I found some stuff for the Woods family. Stuff they might be able to use since all theirs got ruined.
My, Liz, that's a lot of your toys. Are you sure you want to give them away?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, well, I'm so proud of you. Hey, let me help you. We'll carry them downstairs and wrap them.
Okay.
I even bought some X-Monsters gift wrap.
Sweet.
Come on, Liz, are you ready to wrap presents? Whoa, what's all that?
I think Liz is having a little change of heart.
Well, you know, watching a fire burn up a house can change you, I guess.
So all that stuff, you're giving it away?
Well, it's no My Little Squirrely doll, but hopefully some of the kids will like them.
Wow, let me help you with that.
Oh, thanks, Lucille.
Liz. Wake up. Oh, it's Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
I made some blueberry waffles and sausage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, I'm up. I'm good. Oh, wait a minute. It's sugar-free, isn't it?
Oh, you won't even know the difference.
Whatever.
Now let's get going. We have a lot to do today.
Yeah, okay.
And remember, tonight's the candlelit service and caroling.
Oh, Mom, did you get the presents to the Woods family yet?
And Granny's delivering the presents special to them today.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sure they'll love them.
Yeah.
Oh, and look, Liz, we're breaking tradition this year.
You put the presents out early. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, look at all of them.
I wanted some time today to take pictures with everyone in front of the tree.
Wow.
I'll bet you can't guess what's in that big box marked Liz.
Well, thanks to the internet, I really don't have to wonder, Mom.
Oh, Liz.
Wow, everything looks... Yep. It looks great, Mom.
Hey, what's the matter? Normally, you're jumping for joy when you see the presents, and this is a day early.
Well, it's just, you know, Jimmy, the boy that's my age, he doesn't get all this. I mean, he'll get some presents, like hand-me-downs, but none with that brand new feeling.
Mm. Well, I'm sure what you've given will mean the world to the Woods family.
Mom, I've made up my mind. I want them to have my new X-Monsters Robo 720 game system.
You what?
Well, I really wanted it, and it's the coolest toy around, but I really want to give it to them.
Oh, Liz, I am so proud of you.
Mom.
Oh, you really are growing up, aren't you?
Come on, Mom, don't turn into water buckets on me. Can we get it to Granny soon so she can give it to them?
Oh, I'll go call her right now. Oh, wasn't that service just beautiful?
Yeah, I felt like the pastor was talking right to me.
Why is that?
Well, when he talked about how we can give back to God like God gave to us, and how God sent us his absolute best when he sent Jesus.
Oh, I can see why that would sound familiar. You have definitely given your best these past few days, Liz.
Excuse me, Liz?
Oh, yeah?
Hi, Granny Gecko told me you'd be here. My name is Jimmy. Jimmy Woods.
Oh, hi, Jimmy. Oh, I am so sorry about your house.
Hey, at least we're all okay. You've all helped us out so much. My family came to church tonight to thank everyone.
Well, you really wanted to help any way I could.
My mom let me open your gift. And you have to know that I just love X-Monsters.
Oh, I hoped you did.
You bet. And X-Monster's Robo 720 game system is like the coolest gaming system ever!
Oh, I know!
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
But why did you do it? Why did you give me that? Especially since I was the one who threw snowballs at you.
Well, Jimmy, if you want to know the truth, it's the Christmas story.
Hmm.
You know, like the pastor told us about Jesus and how God gave us his best. And I wanted to be like that, not just give something worn out, but something new.
Listen, I want you to come over and play the games with me whenever you want. It's a wireless system. We can play anywhere.
Oh, that sounds like a deal.
What a great Christmas. I even made a new friend.
Hey, you want to come caroling with us?
Yeah, I like caroling. I don't know all the words, though.
Hey, join the club.
My parents just went outside. Let me go ask them.
Oh, I'd love to meet them if that's okay, Jimmy.
Well, come on, I'll introduce you. And, hey, thanks for the cookies.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, no. Were they sugar-free?
The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." By giving us his only Son, God gave us his best. I think Liz learned how wonderful it is to give our best to others, just like God did. This Christmas, let's all thank God for the wonderful gift of his Son, Jesus. Merry Christmas.
On a starry night in Bethlehem, the greatest gift was ever given. With a little baby's humble birth, heaven come to earth. While the people hurried all around, busy in their little town, God sent his word and it was true. He gave his best for you. Out on a hillside with stars in sight, the shepherds made no sound. When suddenly angels gave a fright, and the glory shone all around. And it was peace on earth, goodwill to men. On a starry night in Bethlehem, the world was changed, the world was given, the very best that God could give, so with him we might live. For the baby wasn't just a child, he was the perfect, undefiled Son of God, the King of Kings, Jesus was his name. Out on a hillside in many years, they took this gift away. The people who knew him were filled with tears, for they laid him in his grave. But the precious gift, peace from above, they couldn't kill his endless love. Starry night in Bethlehem, the greatest gift was ever given. With a little baby's humble birth, heaven come to
hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the Casey stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The Casey website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Chris Fabry. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.